And we're back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on regional radio. Back at St. Genevieve as the Potosi Trojans tonight fall short to the St. Genevieve Dragons by a score of 21-6. Coach Ed Hard joining us now. Coach, in that game, you established the run. You had a few drives here and there that went pretty long down the field. But what kind of broke down at the end to try and punch that in the end zone?
Just our protection up front. We had a couple missed assignments and some mental mistakes again, and they just, I mean, they were huge drive killers for us.
And then up front, what did you see the line do to try and keep that going on the ground game all night long?
Well, we knew we were blocking the edge pretty well. That's why we kept hitting it and hitting it. And, when we want to go over the top, our protection broke down, and, you know, that's where those interceptions came. So, once again, whenever we get back in practice, I mean, that's just something we're going to have to work on more.
And then tonight, field position obviously pretty key. Zach Haynes was big for you playing the football, switching field position here and there. How did that help you guys to try and sustain those drives and get good field position throughout the night?
I mean, that kept us in the game. You know, whenever we're having trouble offensively and then we're able to pin them back inside the 15, inside the 10 on multiple occasions, I mean, that kept us in the game.
And then we were talking earlier up in the booth how physical this game really turned out to be. A lot of guys trying to give every ounce out there. Players on both sides kind of dealing with injuries a little bit. Did you see a much more physical game from your group tonight?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, you know, through the first couple of weeks, we've been a pretty physical team. St. Jen, you know, give them credit. They came out. They were very physical, much more physical than they looked on film. I know it's hard to tell, but, you know, it was just – they were a lot more physical. They kind of matched us. And, I think it just came down to who made the fewest mistakes, and that was St. Jen tonight.
And then Andrew Coleman tonight throwing the football. Obviously, he had some struggles. But what things do you think needs to be fine-tuned for him to be able to succeed into next week?
Just our protection, our offensive line protection. That's what we're going to hit heavy this week.
And then you have Fredericktown next week. As far as, you know, you said pass protection there, but what are the things are you looking to work on to prepare for your next opponent?
Just our, you know, our attitudes are not that we have bad attitudes. It's just kind of, you know, when we get a big momentum play like an interception or we score on our first drive, you know, and we have momentum in our favor, we just need to work on, you know, continuing to build off of that momentum and stop, you know, I don't want to say relaxing, but that's kind of what it seems like when we start making these mistakes once we get up a little bit or have a little success.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate the time. Good luck next week.
Yep, thank you very much.
That's Ed Haar, head coach of the Potosi Trojans, joining us in the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on regional radio.